You have probably noticed that instead of sermon being listed in the bulletin, it is a time of testimony. I thought today, since we're dedicating the children's spaces, and since the gospel lesson is Jesus telling the disciples to let the children come to him, of Jesus blessing the children, that we would have a time to celebrate with the stories of those in our congregation how the children of our church have blessed us, especially in this last year, as they have not only become more active in their participation of worship, but in leading worship. And so it was about this time last year that Brantley started coming to Holly Grove regularly. And I think once he started coming, he didn't want to stop, right, April? Sunday after Sunday, Brantley has to be at church. Sometimes he wakes up at 4 and 5 because he's so excited to be here. I remember in the early days, he used to cry when church was over because he didn't want it to be over. And I could tell you all morning long, we could be here for a couple of hours, about all of the ways that children helping participate and lead in worship, how it has touched me and impacted me in really deep and meaningful ways. But I'll tell you just one quick story, and then we're going to invite some folks up to share. So last year I turned 40, and that's hopefully middle age. And I had always hoped to be a mom. In fact, in my mind and in my heart, it was never a question of whether or not I would be a mom. It was a matter of when. But last year, as I was turning 40, I made the very hard decision that I could not have children. I could not be a single mom and a pastor, either in the way that I wanted. And so I intentionally made the choice to put off adopting a child and to not have my own children. And as you might imagine, that held so much pain and grief for me. I still feel it very deeply. But in God's goodness and in God's mercy and grace, about the time I made that decision, the children of our church started participating more. Brantley started coming. Brantley is my shadow. He is everywhere I go. He knows every part of the service that I do. In fact, I'm certain that if I wasn't here, he could carry on without me and do just a fine job. And so I give thanks to God for the gift of the children in our congregation, for all of the ways that they inspire me to love God and love others more deeply, for the ways that they love worship and participating in worship, and for all of the ways that they bring all of us joy and challenge us to come to Jesus just like a little child. If only every one of us had the joy and excitement of coming to church and worshiping like Brantley, or the devotion of Sawyer every Sunday coming to serve the gluten-free communion, or of Kate, who so proudly raises her hand, not just a little bit, but as high as it can go, to bless our congregation. We truly are blessed by these children and all of the ways that they serve us as we do the work of worship. And so those of you who I've asked to share, if you'd like to come forward one at a time, come onto the lectern, and we would love to hear your experience.
Public speaking is not my strong point, but we're going to try our best. So I was asked to come up in front and speak about what it means to me to see Brantley participating in worship on Sundays. Well, if I'm being honest, and I hope that we all get in our feels when we see his dedication and his passion for Holly Grove. Now, we've all seen firsthand that Brantley loves attention, he loves being front and center, and he genuinely loves helping people, especially Kate up here. We're making her raise the correct hand, and we're making sure that she's bowing her head. I mean, he loves being a helper. Now, I'm gonna be honest, I do not know where he got the front and center trait from, because that is not me. Get me in front of children and I will be a rock star, but put me in front of adults and I'm like, no thank you, I'm gonna pass. But Brantley's passion and love for children and love for our church has personally made me step out of my comfort zone and become more involved. This may be with the silly youth gatherings or helping out with communion on Sundays. Watching B has helped me become a more active member. Truthfully, watching all the kiddos, both big and small, inspires me to be more confident in myself. The youth of Holly Grove does not realize it, but they are leaving big impressions on all of us.
I'm just going to wing it because I don't have time to prepare at my house for anything. I think what felt like a lifetime ago when Keith and I brought Lauren to church every Sunday, if you all remember, she would not go to children's sermon. There was no children's church. We had to twist her arm to go to Bible school. We were able to get her in the Christmas play with a lot of bribery, and only if she did not have a speaking part. She did not want attention on her, eyes on her. But I think we all know that her mission in God's kingdom was very different. So now we have Kate and Lauren, another lifetime, here we are, a Kate and Cameron. And it's been very organic. We never asked Cameron to usher. He just wanted to be with Papa. And now he loves to usher with Papa. And we never asked Kate to help with communion. She literally got up out of the pew and held the bucket one Sunday. So we never intended on any of that. And this is their home. So what you see is what we have at home. They're loud, they're noisy, they push, they shove, they run, they climb. But this is their home, and this is a second home to them, and you are their second family. So thank you for loving them and supporting them in this season. And, you know, we can't wait to see what God's mission and purpose is in his kingdom for these two who feel very at home here. So thank you for loving them as they are.
I feel like I really don't fit up here because I'm so new and I haven't known Brantley as long as you all have or the rest of the kids, but I want to talk specifically about Brantley and what he's done for me and what I think he's done for us. I'm fairly new here. I didn't join until last Easter, so I'm just a baby at Holly Grove myself. And when I first started coming here, I was a little confused by Brantley. He sailed across the chancel with one hand in the air as if to invite everyone in. And later he walked boldly into the chancel again and stood right in front of the altar in front of Pastor Anna. And while she was praying, he touched the chalice. And I thought, oh my gosh, what is happening here? Because I'd never seen that happen before. He raised his hands as she did. It was quite amazing. And over the next few weeks, I began to see that Brantley was not only worshiping in his own special way, but drawing me into worship fuller, more fully, too. And I caught his excitement. When he said a prayer with Pastor Anna, I realized he had that prayer memorized, and I wanted to applaud from my pew. More recently, I've watched him support younger children and other kids, and we've already talked about that, as they've started serving as acolytes and communion assistants. It's been amazing. So Brantley's no longer a soloist, right, in these roles. Now he's an inviter of all the kids to come and do the same thing. He waves his hand and encourages them. That's just something. And I've watched you, too. Since I'm new to the congregation, I do a lot of watching. And maybe some of you struggled at first, too, as I did with Brantley moving so confidently around the front in the chancel. And even I saw him one time sitting in Pastor Anna's chair while she was preaching. I thought, oh my gosh. Some of his movements might at first have seemed disrespectful to some people. But I've learned, that for Brantley, they are acts of respect. He means them. He cares about this church and the service, and he wants to be helpful, especially to Pastor Anna. And these days, as I look across the congregation, I see smiles when Brantley moves toward the altar, or says a prayer, or leads the children in their new jobs in a communion service. I'm happy to say that Holly Grove seems to enjoy Brantley's being just who he is. And I believe that's what we would say about any of the children. And I'm so proud of that. Brantley does what he does in joy. I've no doubt about that. But in the process, you see, I think he's showing us something about God, because our God is so big. And Brantley knows that. And his bold and open faith can challenge us to be bolder ourselves, inviting, welcoming, showing Jesus' love to others. What has unfolded for me, and I think for us in Brantley, is no doubt a glimpse of God's promised picture of the whole world. And it starts here in our faith community as we lead gently, include openly, without embarrassment or irritation. The prophet Isaiah could have been speaking about Brantley and all the children here when he looked ahead to what God's dream is for our world. Remember this from Isaiah: "The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them." Thank you, Brantley, for leading us.
As most of you know, I was an educator for 30 years, and you would think that would make me a lot more comfortable being up in situations like this, but that's not the case at all. 22 of those years were spent serving students with special needs and their families. I worked with kids from ages 5 to 18, a lot of them with autism. And autism comes with varying degrees of cognitive, social, physical delays. You just really never know what combination you're going to get. When I watch Brantley, I see a young man who has grown by leaps and bounds over the last year. It may not be quite as obvious to some folks, but the fact that he is willing to help in worship is huge, because that means he feels comfortable here. He feels loved and accepted here. And that's what it should be for everyone, that when we walk through those doors, we're loved and accepted and comfortable no matter what. Because yes, in society's view, folks with differences or disabilities aren't the same as everyone else. But I like to look at the fact that we're all different. We all have our strengths and our needs. And who's to say who's really disabled and who's not? This congregation has welcomed the children and put them up front, and they have shown me what it means to truly live in my faith and to accept others no matter what, because we're all God's children.
I just want to go back a little bit to when my children were young. Holly Grove welcomed the children, but they didn't participate in the service much except on special occasions. Although Gary Hedrick was the youth leader, and they did a wonderful job. They had the best youth group. I think Todd can attest to that. And Joe, if he was here, the youth group was wonderful. They did so much. And now to today, to see all these young children participating so fully in the service, it just makes me smile. And, you know, why not have smiling in church? We don't have to be serious every minute we're here. We should go out with a smile on our face. I remember the first time I received a gluten-free wafer from Sawyer. It was such a joyful experience, to have someone so young participate in one of the most important parts of our service. It was very meaningful to me, and I look forward to every Sunday getting my wafer from Sawyer. So I just want to say that I think it's great we have all these young children. Kate always puts a smile on my face when she comes up and gets the bucket or comes up to the altar. So I just want to say thank you for everybody for letting these children participate so fully in our services.
A few years ago, Pastor Anna invited Sawyer to give out the gluten-free wafers at communion. It is his job and is only when he can attend. If he cannot attend, he worries his job will not be done. He not only comes to church, he really wants to come. Seeing the kids help Pastor Anna with the service makes me proud to be a member of a church that welcomes kids to be kids. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to come forward and share a few words? I'll let you think about it while I say a couple of more things, and then we'll see if you want to come forward.
And that is, on your application, when you were looking for a pastor, I don't know if you remember, but on there, you wanted someone who had a joyful spirit. You wanted someone who was good with children. You wanted other things too. But when I saw those, I thought, oh, that's a perfect fit. I had been a nanny for 6 years, and those 6 years are some of the greatest of my whole life. And the way that you have allowed me to welcome children into worship and to participate in ways that are uniquely about them and the developmental stage that they are in has brought more joy than I can express. Because I truly believe that if we are all to be welcomed into the church, just as God welcomes us for who we are and where we are. And as adults, we're all pretty much in the same developmental level, give or take. But for children, it's not reasonable to expect them to be still or to be quiet. They're children, and they're filled with big energy and big feelings and so much joy, and they want to participate, and they want to contribute. And I'm so delighted that we've been able to create that kind of culture here in worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. It is my joy and honor to serve worship with your children. And so although I may not be a mom and I may not have my own children, I think God has given me something far greater. I get to be their pastor, and it is the joy and gift of a lifetime. Thanks be to God.